This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion. What does it say about a society when our healers need healing? There's a lot of data accumulating that our medical students and medical residents and doctors are not doing well. Data suggests that practicing physicians are burned out. They're burdened with mountains of bureaucratic computer work that they feel is pulling them away from why they went into medicine in the first place, to engage with people, not computers. This does not bode well for the rest of us. Medical students, owing to the pressure for them to succeed, are far more likely to use stimulant medications to boost academic performance compared with other professional students. And by stimulants, I don't mean coffee and supercharged caffeine drinks. I'm talking Ritalin, Provigil, and other prescription drugs. About 20% report taking these drugs. Now, certainly all students and doctors must find ways of coping with stress and dealing with the demands of the profession. But the use of medication has short and long-term dangers. And what happens to trainees as they move into practice and the stress continues? More drugs, alcohol, mood relaxants? Not surprisingly, what goes up must come down. Approximately one-third of medical students across the country meet the criteria for alcohol abuse or dependence. This is double the rate of other professional students. Experts pin the blame on burnout and higher educational debt. For no good reason, the cost of medical school has risen over 200% over the past decade, and this is placed on the back of our future doctors. This affects their career choice and their dreams. I feel this is a small part of the problem, but I place the blame firmly on our medical schools, on their faculty, and on a system that values silly test scores over more important markers of performance excellence. These silly multiple choice exams strive toward a host of maladaptive behaviors, depression, and a lower quality of life. Of course, making matters worse is the time demand of medical school, which makes getting support from family and friends nearly impossible. Now, getting into medical school is no small feat. These men and women have worked hard for years, and they should be proud and excited. But 1 in 10 thinks about suicide at some point during medical school. The problem is that many of my faculty colleagues feel it was tough for them too, and that's just part of the training. How quickly they forget. We can train high-quality doctors, and we can do it in a way that create doctors who are not bitter and angry and entitled, but rather committed and engaged and compassionate. What we need is a measure of student well-being that gets published on each school each year, so that there's competition for well-being. Let's be transparent about this, and let's hold medical schools accountable. Society depends on healthy, balanced healers who are able to focus on the needs of their patients. This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second